This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Just getting started here this morning. Already thinking about the weekend, of course, because it's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have preliminary weekend plans? Like, for instance, are you going to be back in the yard this weekend?
Yes. We will definitely be back out in the yard this weekend. This is the last weekend that we have before Bryce's mom, little sibling, and niece come into town for like 10 days.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to have house guests soon.
Yeah. They get in on June 7th. So that's next Saturday. So this weekend's like our last weekend, really get stuff done.
And the last time they were here, Bryce's side of the family, that was over the holidays, right?
Yeah.
So this is part of, like, they're going to try to come every, like, twice a year or something like that?
Hopefully. I hope so. Like, I would love to see them come every 6 months or so, because it's nice. It feels like they were just here not that long ago, and we're like, oh, this will be good to get them back for a while.
So you have to get the house ship shape.
Not ship shape, but just some sort of shape. A shape would be good.
What more needs to be done on that lawn? Like, how much more work needs to be done to get that backyard mode?
There's still like half of it left.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. We started on it last weekend, and then it's an electric mower because my husband wanted an electric mower. The battery died halfway through, and the rest of it has just not been finished.
Do you want some help? Like, do you want me to come over and bring my mower?
No, we're good. I got this. Even if I got to go out there with scissors and get every last strand on my own.
Come on.
We got this. What do you got going on this weekend?
I definitely have to mow at some point. Probably today, because it's probably my least busiest day.
Oh, really?
We're hoping, keeping our fingers crossed, to do a soft launch of Fire Pit Friday tonight.
Yeah.
Which we wanted to do last weekend, but it was almost impossible because the midges were so bad. Like, they were all over our backyard. It's like, we can't invite people over and sit in our backyard. We have no idea what's going on back there with all those midges.
Are they better, though, today?
I think they've been better in the past few days.
Okay.
Knock on wood. Keeping my fingers crossed.
Because on my drive in, I kept seeing those clouds. Like, I don't even know if you've seen people posting pictures. It looks like clouds of smoke, but it's actually clouds of midges. And I think I saw a couple of those on my way in.
I judge it by how much I'm attacked, how bad I'm attacked when I leave my house.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're right there by the side door. And in this morning, it wasn't that bad. So,
okay. Well, there you go. Maybe they're dying down.
And then Drew's got a soccer tournament in Medina this weekend. I have no details on that, but I'm assuming I'm going to be in Medina a lot this weekend.
Okay. No, I looked and it doesn't look like we're going to have any rain. So that's good.
No, tomorrow's going to be, well, there might be rain tomorrow morning. And then it's going to be just a unseasonably chilly day. Like, we're not going to get out of the 50s tomorrow, which is, we're almost in June and we're having days like that. But
considering that I have so much work to get done this weekend, even if it is outside, like I would like it to be like not the best weather, because if it's nice weather, I'm not going to want to do any of that yard work, like none of it.
It's a positive way to look at it, for sure. But the warm up is coming, like next week. Like next week, if anybody complains about the heat next week,
I'll slap them right upside their face.
I was going to stop short of violence. I was just going to say I'm going to be very irritated by you.
No, I'll pull out a slap. I'll do it.
All right. So good vibes this morning. Graduations are this weekend. Would love to hear some graduation good vibes at some point. Red Flag Friday. We'll get to that. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. So much on the show today. It's Q104. We're going out to Fairlawn to get a good vibe. Maggie is joining us. Maggie, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Please share a good vibe with us.
Yeah, I just found out that I got into grad school to get my master's, so I'm really excited. Yeah.
Congratulations!
Yeah, I'm at University of Akron, and I'm going to be a therapist. I'm going to become a therapist.
Oh, she's going to be a zip, too.
I'm really excited, yeah. Feels like also later in life, so it's wild.
What kind of therapist are we talking about here?
Yeah, so it's an MFT, so marriage family therapist. So I can go into like private practice one-on-one or working with couples, like, with marriage counseling.
Ooh.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of other things I can do, but that's what I want to do.
Yeah, I might have to come see you soon. Wait a minute, that makes it sound like I'm having problems with my marriage.
Yeah, it does.
No, it's good. It's
that's
good
not what I meant.
But no, that's a healthy relationship if you're getting counseling. No, that's just an old wives' tale.
Well, here's what I was thinking. It would be cool to stay in touch with Maggie because we have so many relationship issues on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool to, instead of having people listen to our dumb opinions and advice, mm-hmm. maybe Maggie drop some healthy knowledge on them one morning?
There we go.
Drop it. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, Maggie. That's awesome. Good for you that you are chasing your dreams and making it happen.
Thank you, guys. I love your show.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So if you haven't tuned into our show for a while,
or even if you haven't tuned in for the past day, you missed a lot.
Here's a quick synopsis. Alyssa keeps finding cats and adopting them and taking them back to her house.
Yeah, that's pretty much in a nutshell what's happening.
And the most recent cat was yesterday. Mm-hmm. This is a cat that I saw in our parking garage at the Halley Building parking garage downtown. And I told Alyssa about it. And Alyssa and I went out to the parking garage yesterday morning. And lo and behold, the cat was right where I said it was. It was in this hole inside the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's almost like she was just waiting for us to get there.
And Alyssa picked her up and we brought her back to the studio. And we had her in studio for the rest of the morning. We went downstairs to the convenience store and bought cat food. And that cat, I mean, had a feast yesterday.
She did. She was eating good. She was getting all sorts of snuggles, all sorts of love. And after the show, we went to the vet. We're still waiting on a couple of tests to come back. So she stayed overnight. She is still there right now.
Stayed overnight at the vet.
She stayed overnight at the vet. Just kind of to give Bryce and I a second to figure out, like, what are we doing? We're not expecting to take in another cat, but I fell more in love with my husband yesterday, was reassured that that is the man for me, because I got home, I called him in the driveway, and I said, I need you to bring a cat carrier out to the car. And he said, what? And I said, can you just bring a carrier out to the car? I didn't tell him anything that was going on. And he just went, why? I was like, I have a cat. And he just went, okay. Brought out a carrier. And then I took her to the vet, came home, and then I explained. And he already was like, so are we have a fourth cat. Like, there was no convincing.
Yeah.
After, like, getting to talk to him about it and everything, we think that we're going to go ahead and keep her with us at least for now. So Hallie has a home, and she's going to have a much softer life from here on out than in a parking garage. Yeah. I can guarantee you that.
Regardless, she's not going to be living in the parking garage anymore.
Absolutely not.
And I think that right now you can take it day by day.
Yeah.
And so
we're figuring right now because we are still waiting on some tests and things to come back.
Yeah.
Right now, we're like, we are definitely at least going to foster her.
Okay.
If not, have her be a foster fail and just bring her on in. But we got to wait for a couple more things to come back first.
Okay. That's the most important thing short term, is that Hallie is safe and she is being well fed and being well taken care of. So the options are infinite here.
She could
stay with you.
She could.
She could eventually find a new home someday.
She could.
That could happen. So
yeah, she's got like, because we found her in the parking garage. So there's like some little stuff going on too with like her little paw pads are burned.
Oh.
She's like, I think she's missing like a little toe bean. Like there's little stuff like that. So I definitely want to like nurse her back to like the best bill of health that she can get.
Right.
And then we'll kind of take it from there. But she's doing good. And I'm so glad that she is out of that little hidey hole. For anybody curious of what that hidey hole looked like, I actually put a video on our Instagram story at the Q Morning Show. Because when I got in this morning, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to make sure there's no kittens in there. We didn't even look.
Wow, I didn't even think of that.
I did not even consider it. But there, I looked, I took a video, I got in there. There are no kittens. There are no more. But you can see, like, I mean, it's like a pretty deep hole. A poor little girl was just hanging out in that little hole. And it's just, ugh. I'm glad that she's not there now.
When did the thought occur to you that Hallie might have left behind kittens?
It didn't occur to me. It, Bryce,
oh.
Right when I showed him the video, he went, did you check for kittens? I was like, oh my God, no.
I'm just imagining you frantic, like in the middle of the night.
No, I was.
It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh my God, she might have kittens. Bryce, I have to get up right now. I have to go to work right now.
This was yesterday, probably like, he brought it up maybe at like 3 o'clock p.m. And I was like, oh my God, should we go back and look? He's like, I mean, it's fine now. Like, but tomorrow when you get there, look. And I'm like, okay. Like, but no, there's no kittens.
All right. I also wish you some peace and relaxation this weekend.
Yeah,
like, I will.
I'll get lots of cat cuddles all across the board. I will be chilling this weekend. Don't worry.
So that's the update on Hallie, and we'll keep you updated as best we can. The best place probably our Instagram, at the Q Morning Show, but then you can also follow Alyssa on her personal accounts as well, and there might be extra content there
yes.
as well.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that we keep you guys in the loop with what's going on with Miss Hallie. You're on this ride with us.
All right, Red Flag Friday is on the way. Angela is going to join us. She really wants to go out with this guy, like on a first date with this guy. However, something has happened, and now there's a red flag. She wants us to discuss Red Flag Friday on the way, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up this morning at 7:55. Red Flag Friday's on the way as well. Tiffany in Lakewood, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing right now?
I am almost to Normandy to drop off my son at his last day of high school. First, I'm going to start crying.
Oh my gosh, his last day of high school?
Yeah, and he has been in Parma since kindergarten.
Oh, class of 2025, when is commencement?
It is June 7th at Byers.
Oh, man. Well, girl, you better have a lot of tissues, Kleenex, ready to go.
I do. I am ready. I'm so proud. He's going to Ohio State, and he has just done an amazing job these last couple of years. He's a really good young adult. So I'm sad to see him go and graduate and stuff, but I'm so proud of him.
Tiffany,
I'm going to miss these rides.
Tiffany, what's your son's name?
Philip, but we call him Junior.
Is Philip in the car right now? He's like, Mom.
Yeah, but I think he knows, but he also has his headphones on. I told him I was going to call.
Oh, of course he has his headphones in. Meanwhile, I'm literally like wiping the tears away from my eyes because my eyes are welling up.
I know. I'm going to have to go to the app and let him listen to it when he gets out of school after his clap out today.
Aw, a clap out. A clap out too.
I know. And then next year I have one graduating college. I know. And then one in third grade and second grade. So I'm busy.
You are. You've got your hands full.
But you guys have been just something to look forward to every morning on the far drive to Parma from Lakewood. And I appreciate you guys making me laugh and keeping me motivated every morning.
Oh, thank you, Tiffany, for saying that. I mean, I don't feel like we should get any recognition this morning, but thank you for helping to make us the sixth most popular morning show in Cleveland. We appreciate it.
Number one.
Very
number
much. Congratulations to Philip and the entire senior class at Normandy. The entire senior class everywhere.
2025. Yeah. Let's go.
Absolutely. Okay. We are so late, but I don't care. I really wanted to talk to Tiffany. Red Flag Friday is on the way.
Have a good day.
Angela wants to join us. She has been really wanting to go out on a date with this guy. And then he asked her out. But now there's a red flag.
Uh-oh.
We'll get to it next after Dochi.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning, show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Red Flag Friday. It's Friday already. You know, next week we have to work 5 days.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about it. I wish every week was just 4 days. 4 is enough.
Yeah, so we got to Red Flag Friday pretty quickly here. So this is something that's going on, and usually it's a relationship that's very new. It's just starting out. It's very green, and you've noticed a red flag in this green relationship. Let's go to Angela in Cleveland. Angela, good morning.
Hey, guys.
T- Tell us about the red flag that you've noticed.
Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of like red flags all over the place. I was asked out by this guy that I've been talking to, and he sends me a text that says, I have this Groupon to use at this like restaurant in Lyndhurst. Want to go with me? And I haven't said yes or no yet. I think I'm mostly just kind of peeved about this invite. Like, a Groupon on the first date feels kind of crazy. It honestly just sounds like he wants to use the Groupon and like was kind of going to go anyway. So not necessarily a great first impression.
Oh, see, I didn't even think about that.
Now, before you came to us, Angela, did you ask your friends about this? Like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I had a close friend story up on Instagram. I was chatting with my friends. And they're kind of like, I think they're divided on it, honestly. Because I was definitely, like, hopeful that I would go out with this guy soon. But, yeah, the Groupon has me thrown off. I don't know. Is he cheap? Is it a red flag? Or am I just being, you know, elitist?
Huh.
I mean, does the place look cool, I guess?
I don't know. I like briefly looked it up. It's like Brio something. I think it's like Italian food.
Huh.
I've never been.
Yeah, I haven't been either. I mean, I don't get out to Lyndhurst often, but maybe it is a nice place. I don't know.
What do you think, Alyssa? Do you think that this guy is just trying to keep it casual by like, hey, I'm going out to eat. I've got this Groupon that I want to use. Do you want to come with me? Like, do you think he's trying to make it casual or do you see a red flag here?
You know, I really don't see a red flag. I can understand how this could come off as like tacky and cheap. I can get that. But also, like, times are tough, man.
These are tough financial times.
Yeah, times are tough. And I think that if he wants to take you out to dinner at all, be it on a Groupon or not, I think that's a good sign.
But it's all in the presentation. And it's all how you ask someone out. So even if you have a Groupon,
right,
do you necessarily bring it up in the text that you're using to invite her out? Like, why can't you just say, hey, would you like to have dinner with me on Friday night? Why do you have to mention the Groupon?
I mean, it's going to come up at the table. He's going to have to whip out the Groupon at some point. Would she rather know beforehand or during? I don't know.
All right, Angela, we're going to keep discussing 216-474-0104. Is it a red flag that this guy reached out to Angela and said, hey, I got this Groupon. Let's go out to eat. Is that a red flag to ask someone out on a first date? 216-474-0104. 0104, the Q Morning Show. All right, Red Flag Friday on the Q Morning Show. Angela is really into this guy, was hoping that he would ask her out. He finally did. In a way, he sent her a text that said, hey, I've got a Groupon for this one restaurant in Lyndhurst. You want to go? And Angela is unimpressed by that. She's like, I kind of wanted to be asked out in a different way, not to go save you money at some restaurant in Lyndhurst.
Right. So I think for her, it's coming off as cheap.
And is that a red flag for the two of them? Katie and Burita, what do you think?
Hi, I do not think it's a red flag at all.
Why not?
Because he's still asking her out for dinner. And like you guys were saying, times are tough. And I don't know. I think it's cute that he wants to do something that is, you know, I don't know, helping with the cost. Maybe that means he's, you know, good with finances. He can take care of himself. I think she's just reading too much into it.
What do you call like a flag that's good? I forget.
Is it a green flag?
It's a green flag.
A green flag.
What's a beige flag?
A beige flag is just a neutral. Like, it's not good nor bad.
Okay. So yeah, somebody that's good with their money.
Yeah.
That's definitely great. Like, for instance,
I was going to say you and Paula. That's Paula.
Right. When it came to money, I was the red flag.
Right.
Paula was the green flag.
Yeah, so you need both for a working relationship. We know this.
Janae and Mayfield, is it a red flag that he offered to go out to eat using a Groupon?
It is not a red flag. I actually find her more problematic in this situation.
Like, she's the red flag.
I love Janae, how it's Red Flag Friday, and we're really just trying to discuss if this particular issue is a red flag, but you want to turn it around and you know what? No, you're the red flag, Angela.
I don't understand why. I've been in this restaurant. It is a nice restaurant. It's in Legacy Village. So I really don't understand how we're even putting this in a cheap mindset.
Okay. You
know? Yeah. I mean, like, I've used Groupon plenty of times, and a lot of the time I feel like I do use it for nicer places. things that I wouldn't usually splurge on for myself. But if I see a good Groupon that's affordable, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. So maybe for this guy, he saw this Groupon and was like, this is a really nice restaurant. I want to take her here.
Okay, I'm skipping ahead here. I don't see anybody that is on Angela's side here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Angela. I think you might be on an island by yourself on this one.
No one thinks it's a red flag. So our advice, go on the date.
Yes.
Go to Brio, have a nice time. Now, if he says, let's still split the check, is that a red flag?
I don't think so. My husband and I still do that.
He's got a Groupon and you still want to split the check?
I mean, I don't know how expensive this place is.
That'd be a red flag for me. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. We are ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We have Ava from Doylestown. Ava, good morning.
Good morning.
I have five questions right here. If you answer them and get more correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more correct than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins, unfortunately, because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Ava, to play?
Yep.
Question one. Mission Impossible wasn't the only movie that opened up on Memorial Day weekend. This movie features an alien and a young Hawaiian girl.
Lilo and Stitch.
Question two. Tate McRae, is she American or Canadian?
She's Canadian.
Question three. Sabrina Carpenter, is she American or Canadian?
She's American.
Question four. A regular Twix bar. Milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
A regular Twix bar?
Yes.
Milk.
Final question. What is a group of wolves?
A pack.
Oh my gosh, Ava. Let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, come on back to the studio because she's about to go down.
Oh yeah.
Ava, you knocked it out of the park. 5 for 5 today.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
Which one did you think you missed?
Honestly, I have no idea.
All right, Alyssa's back. Alyssa, meet Ava in Doylestown.
Good morning, Ava.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Guess what Ava just did?
Oh, don't tell me she went 5 for 5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I was trying to make these questions more difficult, and I guess I am failing because Ava nailed all of them. Alyssa, can you do the same? Because you need to do that in order to avoid a loss today.
I'll try my best.
Question one, Mission Impossible wasn't the only huge movie that opened up on Memorial Day weekend. This movie features an alien and a young Hawaiian girl.
Lilo and Stitch. Okay, I will say though, Bryce was telling me that the ending of the movie changed. I don't know, I haven't seen it.
The one that's in theaters?
Yeah, the ending of the live action Lilo and Stitch is apparently very different than the animated version. And I'm a little upset about it. No spoilers, but...
I would not know, but I'll have someone look into it. Question two, Tate McRae, American or Canadian?
Canadian.
Sabrina Carpenter, American or Canadian?
American. That's a Pennsylvania woman right there.
Okay, I did not fool anyone with that. Question four, a regular Twix bar. Milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask American or Canadian. Milk chocolate.
So here we go. The final question. This question will decide if Ava wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge or if we have a tie today. What is a group of wolves?
Oh, I hate it when you do these questions. The group of animals always trips me up. It's a pack. It's a pack.
What do you think, Ava?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. I was like, what else would it be called?
I don't think we can trick her into changing her answer. No, yeah, you're what? Correct. You're correct, Alyssa.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, we will have to settle for the tie today.
I'll take it.
I'll take it as well.
Ava, you did great.
Thank you.
In fact, you should come on up and hang out with Alyssa next month for Girls Night Out.
Yeah.
I'll be happy. I'm so excited, Alyssa.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be so fun. I'm stoked.
My name is Ava. And I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On Q104.
You've got Q104 this morning. Bill and Alyssa. I think you're right, Alyssa. I think I was brainstorming. Now that we're past Memorial Day weekend and we're getting into summer and the weather is supposed to heat up, presumably.
Patio season is upon us.
You know, it's funny that you say patio season because I wrote that down on my list too.
Like, oh, did you?
I want to do a segment where we rank the top five patios in Cleveland. Like, where are the five best patios to go? However, I'm not qualified to rank them. Like, I probably don't even know them.
I would say give me a couple more summers here and I will be qualified. But currently, yeah, I'm not qualified to do that either. But I would love to have somebody who is qualified come on so that I can take some notes.
There you go. So in 2027, we will be giving you the top five patios in Cleveland.
We're really teasing it early.
I reached out to somebody, but they didn't respond back. So if you think you're qualified to handle that, you can come on and be our special correspondent and
DM us at the Q Morning Show on Instagram.
But then, you know, as I do the free association thing, it's patio season, it's drinks, it's bartenders.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I wrote down bartender secrets.
Ooh. Now, I know you've never worked as a bartender, so I know you don't have any bartender secrets.
I haven't worked to do anything else except if you count newspaper delivery carrier.
Yes, and that's something.
You don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I what's a newspaper?
Yeah,
exactly. I've never heard of it.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Thanks, that hurt.
But no, that's okay. So that makes sense because you've never done it. So what are some bartender secrets? I've never been a bartender either. I've been a waitress. So I've seen some stuff, but I don't have the real ins and outs of it.
Really? So even working as a server, you're not in the inner circle of bartenders. Mm-mm. They don't fill you in on anything?
No, different worlds for sure. Like the bartenders would have to pour my drinks for my tables and then I'd go pick them up. But the bartenders always look wildly overwhelmed.
All right. Bartender secrets. If any bartenders are actually listening, and I mean, they work late.
Yeah, if anybody's up right now.
216-474-0104. Thanks for hanging with us on a Friday morning, the Q Morning Show.
Morning.
Okay, bartender secrets. Do you have them? Are you a current bartender? Are you a former bartender?
Well, okay, being a bartender kind of never leaves you. I was one for about 20 years.
Ooh, that's a long a long time slinging drinks.
Right. I'm sure you've got some stories.
Oh, I have a ton of stories from so many places.
Where did you work? Perhaps you served as a drink over the past 20 years.
Most recent was Blind Pig on West 6th. It was a while ago.
Oh, yeah. Because they're closed.
Oh, they're okay.
Permanent. Yeah, they're permanently closed. Yeah.
When did they close?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
That was
if
a while
you were
ago.
Still a bartender there in circa 2018, you might have seen me stumbling around.
Very likely. I saw a lot of people stumbling around.
All right, Tina. So tell us your bartender secrets.
Yeah, sure. The first one that I could think of is that the glass that you're drinking out of, it's probably not clean. So maybe bring plastic cups in your pocketbook.
Oh, don't tell me that.
You know, this is one of those things that, like, when I was a waitress, I know this. I know they're not clean. But I just have to overlook it.
They're not?
No.
Okay, well, I'm not ordering draft beer then anymore.
Oh, my God. Tell me you've never worked in a restaurant or bar without telling me you've never worked in a restaurant or a bar.
Yeah,
that's
didn't know.
Like number one.
Is it wrong that I would have assumed that they're washing and cleaning the glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why it was so crazy to think that they would be cleaning the glasses. Okay, do you have other secrets for us, Tina?
Of course. So another one is that I think the shots are ridiculous. You kind of get the same amount of alcohol in a regular drink. But, you know, it's fine. Go ahead and order the expensive shot.
I don't like getting shots. Do you like?
I don't either. I'm one of those people that once I start taking shots, I know exactly what the rest of my night looks like. And sometimes I'll go for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do it anyways. But yeah, I'm not a big shot person.
I try not to hang out with the person that I know when I go out with them. They're like, hey, should we do shots? Anybody want to do shots?
Oh, that person sucks. If you're that person, stop being that person.
All right, Tina. Any more before we let you go?
Yeah, just this one. So, you know, when you're waving that dollar bill around and you're trying to get the attention of the bartender, it is not that I like don't see you with the dollar bill. I see you. I just chose to ignore you because you're kind of being an a-hole.
Oh. Wait, that's not good to do?
No.
No?
Just wait.
Yeah.
And I promise you'll get the drink.
I'm not trying. Usually, like, when I have my card, I'm not trying to, like, wave it to get attention. I'm just getting antsy.
You and everyone else lined up at the bar.
All right, Tina, good advice as we go into the weekend here. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Sarah in Parma, good morning.
Good morning.
You are going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. 5 questions. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready to play, Sarah?
Yes, I'm ready.
Question 1. What is the continent that is also a country?
Australia.
Question 2. What is the name of the line that divides the Earth?
The equator.
Question 3. The rock band with a band member named Flea.
The band Queen.
Question number 4. It's the name of a bus company. It's also the name of a dog breed.
I don't know.
All right, let's move on to the final question. And there is an audio clue on this one. So I'm looking for somebody's name. Her birthday is today. And she was introduced this way by John Travolta at the 2014 Academy Awards. Here's the audio clue.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Who did John Travolta introduce?
I don't know. Adele?
Okay. Sarah, let's get Alyssa back into the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Sarah, who do you have with you this morning, and were they any help to you at all?
I have my daughter and my son, and no, they were not help.
Tell me about your daughter and son.
I have a Sophia and a Darius. They both are in elementary school.
How old? Oh. What city?
We live in Parma, and I have a 9-year-old and an 8-year-old.
How much school do they have left?
Only like 7 more days, 10 more days.
So they go until next week?
Yeah.
I like to ask because I want to find out how many listeners we're going to lose when summer rolls around, because we're going to lose so many. Like, we have so many parents playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge with their kids, and that's going to go away for a few months.
Right. No more drop-off line for a while.
Alyssa meets Sarah in Parma and her kids.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
So I think we have some tough questions today because Sarah went 2 for 5.
Okay.
So Alyssa, you need 3 questions right to win and only 2 to tie, but let's hope you do very poorly.
Oh, okay. Sure. Let's go.
Question number one. What is the continent that's also a country?
Australia.
Question two. What is the name of the line that divides the earth?
The equator.
Question three. It's the rock band with a band member named Flea.
Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers is correct. Question four. It's the name of a bus company. It's also the name of a dog breed.
Greyhound.
Greyhound is correct. Final question. Will Alyssa go 5 for 5 today? Her birthday is today, so I'm looking for a particular name. She was introduced this way by John Travolta at the 2014 Oscars. And here is your audio clue.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Who was John Travolta trying to bring on stage?
Wasn't that Idina Menzel?
It was Idina Menzel!
I forgot about that.
I saw that it was her birthday, and I'm like, any excuse to play that John Travolta audio, because it cracks me up every time.
Can you play it one more time?
The wickedly talented,
one and only Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
He tried his best.
Sarah!
Yeah?
We loved having you. Thank you so much for playing this morning for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We hope you'll try again someday.
I will definitely try again.
In the meantime, we do have these passes. If you want to join Alyssa next month for Girls Night Out, we'd love to have you be a part of it.
That would be so much fun. My name is Sarah, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.